Call me back home to you today, God. Call me back to myself, to be who I am in your eyes, your beloved, your child, whole and healed and, well, at home in you and in me, because it is from that place that I can see you in all of my life. When I am found at home in myself through your love for me, I see you everywhere, in my family, in my friends, in my community, and in the world. Even though it would seem that the world is on fire and that chaos is the name of the day, you redefine it all through the power of your love, which looks like weakness, which looks like foolishness to the world, but it's really freedom. It frees me to love. So prepare me today. Prepare me to love and to see you as the reason for all of it, as I practice being a human today. A human with my family, a human with my neighbors, a human who happens to also serve as pastor or deacon or chaplain. So put me first at your feet today to remember that your good news grounds me, frees me, heals me, and makes me whole. Put me first at your feet so that when the good news causes fear, I might not feel that fear too, or at least not right away. Help me to believe in your miraculous power in my life, and to live and sing and preach as if I really believe it. No matter if the response seems to be fear or worse, apathy. Your word, the miracle of you, is what changes me. And for that, I am so grateful. Amen. Okay, beloved of God, don't be afraid. God is with you, and your work in the Lord is not in vain.